Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show with Greg Cassidy. It is 6:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Making Mondays great, that is our mission today, and we will do our best. Welcome. There's a thingy going on tomorrow, some special thingy.
Lots of thingies, yeah. Big one.
Yeah.
Big one.
Yeah. And we'll share all kinds of stuff with that, but sprinkling other things as well. Sprinkling, raining, storms. What? Need a Radiant Credit Union severe weather update? Are you kidding me?
What?
PTC 18 expected to form into Tropical Storm Raphael soon. That's the latest National Hurricane Center tracking multiple areas of interest. And potential Tropical Cyclone 18, broad area low pressure, south central Caribbean. And according to NHC, it is expected to become Tropical Storm Raphael in the next day or two. It's a move towards Jamaica, the Caymans, and Cuba. System expected to enter Gulf Mexico Wednesday and become a hurricane.
Nice.
Where it goes after that is still pretty unclear. Air Force Hurricane Hunter aircraft are investigating. Maximum sustained winds now only 35 miles an hour, and we'll follow that. Trough of low pressure near southeastern Bahamas, producing disorganized showers, thunderstorms, gusty winds. This development is possible next day, move toward in Cuba and Bahamas. It's expected to be absorbed into low pressure area in the Caribbean. PTC 18 by late Monday, ending its chance of further development. So we're keeping our eyes on these things. It just,
you don't know.
What they can't. Yeah. Can you read a calendar? Raphael, huh?
Barely not.
You can paint pictures, but you can't read a calendar. Okay.
Yeah.
Just getting some clarity there. Also, speaking of natural disasters,
yeah.
Not real fun for a whole lot of folks in Oklahoma. Mm-mm. Tornadoes, which that's part of Tornado Alley, at least 11 injured, and probably see some bigger numbers coming up. But when you see photos of it, just how these homes get completely shredded and devastated. More than 20,000 customers in Oklahoma, Texas without power Sunday afternoon. Oklahoma City alone, 5,000 residents without power. And tornadoes are a nasty thing. Hurricanes are a nasty thing. I was in Tampa and St. Petersburg over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable the amount of streets you still ride up and down that are not right on the water.
Right.
You know, several blocks from mm-hmm. the water. The contents of their home piled up in big piles.
Really?
And, yeah.
Wow.
And it goes on for blocks and blocks. And, you know, and this was all on the bay side. On the Gulf side.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the bay side. Wow. Unbelievable. And, at least loss of structures, at least in that area, wasn't apparent. But loss of contents, and I'm sure there's lots of drywall. piled
up. Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to be dealing with mold and, boy, yeah, a lot of reconstruction going on.
And drywall is heavy. When you make drywall, yeah. Wet wall?
It's heavier wall.
It's much heavier.
It is.
Yeah, because Betsy had this bright idea. Well, we got your trailer because I brought down the zero turn for my son-in-law. And she goes, yeah, we could make some money. I said, we?
Who's
well,
we?
Yeah, me and my sister Beth, we'll do it. I go, okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Once you realize, first of all, you got a trailer and a pickup truck.
They're only so big.
And that's most of these piles, honestly, it wouldn't do one of them.
Right.
It would pick up one.
It's a household full.
And then come to find out, okay, great idea. And if the homeowner's willing to give you some cash at all, go for it. Nowhere to take it. Nowhere to take it. All the dumps, the temporary things, most of all of that is filled, at least temporarily.
Wow.
Yeah. So they still have a long road ahead of them, a lot of folks. So as much as we've seen in our listening area, and I saw somebody in Alachua County mentioning, oh, when are they going to pick up my stuff? Like, kind of complains like,
yeah, you don't even know, do you?
You have,
no idea.
When you see how other people are having
your furniture and your drywall aren't in the front yard. There's perspective for it.
It really is.
Yeah.
And we'll keep an eye on whatever this disturbance is, Raphael turns into. We, of course, will keep an eye on it. But it's kind of like, what are you more sick of? Talking about the election or possible hurricanes coming our way? It's like, well, we're burnt out on both.
Well, it's like the other day when I mentioned that my physical therapist said, man, I can't wait for the pharmaceutical and the attorney commercials to come back.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad, because those are the two we're always tired of. So, yeah.
Although, I do have to say, man, almost brought tears to my eye, that chill. Was watching football yesterday, and it was a Trump ad.
Yeah.
And it was just, I can't recount all of it, but it's just the kind of thing, like, we will come back.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get back up. We're Americans. And at the end, the voiceover, you know, mimics Donald Trump from that photo thing in Butler, Pennsylvania. Well, it's not a photo thing. It was an attempted assassination, but he's going, fight. And the orator's going, fight. We're going to fight, fight.
Wow.
And it was, man, it hits. It's like right there.
Yeah.
But then, I talked to, Betsy's sister, and I know she had voted for Trump months before. We brought up J.D. Vance. We were looking for movies. Have you seen Hillbilly Elegy? Oh, yeah, I saw it. Well, yeah, what do you think? Oh, I don't care for him. What? Yeah, I didn't like something he said. And I'm thinking, well, she is single, no kids, but she doesn't have any cats.
That's what I would have thought.
That's something to do with votes, and if you have kids, your vote should count more. I know he made some off-the-cuff remark.
Right.
It wasn't to be taken seriously.
So you don't vote for someone based on that versus their policies?
And that's all that you know about him, even though you said you saw the movie, but all you know about him is he said something that caught you, and you didn't like it. That's...
We give Americans way too much credit. I mean, I realize we've all got our right to vote. But when we know, and we do know people, that the logic that they put behind their vote, man, we're messed up. We're messed up with them voting. I mean, it's just...
Just open borders. Just open borders alone. And what that has done to our country, and that is not because Donald Trump didn't support some bipartisan legislation. It's because when Biden and Harris took over through executive orders, they opened the border wide open. And they went much further. They went around the world and used NGOs to give plane tickets to people.
Still doing it.
Flying them in the country, moving them around within the country. Yeah. It's basically, it's kind of an invasion / sneak attack on our own country.
And nobody's read that bill and realizes that a whole bunch of it had to do with Ukraine, not our southern border.
Yep.
But, okay, I'll say it. People are stupid.
I second that.
Oh,
there you go.
And it passes and we're in agreement.
But we have to live amongst them, try to get along.
Can't we all just get along?
Pay me a bunch of money. Don't beat me with clubs, but I'll say that.
Yeah.
All right, we've got a lot to talk about, including a Florida drug dealer getting 30 years behind bars. What's that all about? Details on that and more coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:16. And we're making Mondays great on 97.3 The Sky.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Uncommon.
Did you do the monkey? Born in Arizona, moved to Babylonia.
He wasn't born in Arizona.
According to Steve Martin, he was. No.
Now, if I had known they'd line up just to see him, I'd take all my money and bought me a museum.
You know the lines in that song. You know?
Yeah. Donkey. Yeah. Good times, a little blast from the past. I mean, the original blast from the past would be when they actually found the tomb, which would have been on this day in 1922. King Tutankhamun.
Yes.
And then Steve Martin had some fun with a song. What year was that, Greg? Do you remember? You
were 79, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then I remember he performed it. On Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh. You know who performed on Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
That would be Kamala Harris.
Oh, boy.
Just this past Saturday night, which, could be a problem. FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr was on the Ingram angle to explain the controversy surrounding her, quote-unquote, surprise Saturday Night Live appearance. NBC News filed an equal time notice with the FCC late Sunday, disclosing Kamala Harris' appearance on Saturday Night Live after the network was accused of violating the longstanding rule. Kamala Harris, because this is a national election, appeared without charge on NBC's Saturday Night Live for a total of 1 minute and 30 seconds. Under normal circumstances, the filing would allow all other qualified candidates competing against Harris to seek equal time from NBC for up to a week. NBC would be required to grant it under federal law. The notice comes after the Commissioner Brendan Carr, the senior Republican on the FCC, ripped NBC's decision to host Harris in the final episode of Saturday Night Live ahead of Election Day, while not offering equal time to former President Trump or other candidates in the presidential cycle. So, yeah, it was used to be equal time kind of spanned across the broadcast genre. Well,
equal time and fairness doctrine were kind of two things, and I think they get confused. NBC did kind of relent, and they give him some opening time on NASCAR yesterday to make up for Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, yeah, it's not an equal time provision, but this has more to do with the election, the actual election law, and how it relates on a timeline to the actual election, I guess. So, anyway, I guess NBC, if they put him on NASCAR, which I didn't see any stories on it. Maybe it happened so late on Sunday, but I guess that might alleviate the issue. But here's the thing. They said they weren't going to have either candidate on. Mm. They weren't going to invite either candidate. They weren't going to do that. And at the very last minute, supposedly. She makes a surprise appearance. I mean, you know, any opportunity, anything that the lefties can do to push it even again, if it breaks the rules, ethics, morals, rules, nope, they don't care so much about that. It would seem, anyway. All right, happy Monday. It is 6:25, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Remember the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click subscribe. Monica Lewinsky, back in the news. Remember Monica?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. She is supporting Kamala Harris. Yeah. If Kamala wins.
Yeah.
Does that mean that Monica is going to celebrate with a cigar?
You never know.
I mean, that is known as a...
Sure it is. Celebratory action.
Yeah.
Could happen.
Yeah, puff on a, you know, the old fat stogie.
Oh, yeah.
And enjoy the moment, I guess. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't care to see that.
No.
So, you know, hopefully the outcome will be different than what she's hoping for. Yep. Breitbart News' Joshua Klein previously reported in a piece written in Vanity Fair, Lewinsky offered 25 ways for people to calm down during the election season. It includes the tips to de-stress. Recommendations? Have sex, along with costume planning. Games such as Uno. Remember that card game, Uno?
Mm-hmm.
And charades. Writing postcards to swing state voters, listening to podcasts, and meditation. Huh. She's trying to rebrand herself as a mental health advocate. Yet her name, of course, is still associated with Slick Willie.
Yeah.
A different Slick Willie than Kamala was involved with, just so there's no confusion.
But that is an interesting comparison.
Of Willie's?
Yeah. I mean, what a coincidence.
Comparing Willies?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, we got one voting for the other. They've both got Willie in their background. I mean.
It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, where we are currently 12 going on 13 and pretty proud of it.
I was talking about Willie Brown. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I was talking about the song Little Willie Won't Go Home.
Well, apparently he should have a little sooner, and then neither one of them would be in the news.
Now, there you go. We've got a lot more to talk about, including some folks that are endorsing Trump that you would not, literally would not expect, and the reasons why. Very interesting. That is coming up next on 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise. Count your blessings, my friends. It is 6:38. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and he's got an important traffic update.
Yeah, if you're traveling between Newberry and Archer, there on southbound State Road 45, got a vehicle crash. It is blocked, actually, a little bit right there at Southwest 202nd Street. Hopefully, they'll get that cleared quickly. But if you're traveling between Newberry and Archer, you can have a slowdown about midway there as they are blocked right now.
Hang in there. We're here to make Mondays great again. And then tomorrow's there's some big thingy going on. Election. Oh, yeah. We got news about that. Well, in fact, let me share some of this with you in a second here. First, I want to give you some of the things that are going on. A Radiant Credit Union severe weather update. Following some disturbances in the Caribbean could develop into Tropical Storm Rafael very early in that situation. But we need to keep an eye on it, and we will. I'll have further updates coming up later on this morning, so hang in there for that. Gators over the weekend, the Florida-Georgia game in Jacksonville. It was a tough one, and the Gators hung tough. I mean, really, right into the fourth quarter. But DJ Lagway, who's, you know, I guess our second quarterback behind Mertz, he got injured. Mertz is out for the season, and here comes walk-on Aiden Warner. And he did okay. He did okay, but he had a critical interception that took place, and we just we couldn't catch those Georgia Bulldogs. But I have to say, all things considered, it wasn't the worst performance. Yeah. Florida looked good for quite a while in the game. So.
And I'm not just talking about the cops and the fans, but that was a good fight, too. But
That's a whole other thing. A beating that took place in the stands. And I only saw a small clip of it. It didn't look good for the police officer, in my opinion, as far as his behavior.
Right. Well, there were a couple of them involved. Yeah, so.
I just saw the stick flying.
Oh, okay.
Is that right?
You're basically
he's punching.
On both sides of that stairwell, you had something going on.
Ah.
So you had a cop on each of the fans. So, yeah, they were going at it pretty well. There'll be some investigation, no doubt.
My goodness.
Yeah.
All right. Then one of the other big deals is that Kamala Harris made a last-minute, quote-unquote, appearance on Saturday Night Live. Well, remember, the rules from cable and other entities versus broadcast. Broadcast television, you have an FCC-granted license. You broadcast, with the idea that you're going to follow the federal rules for broadcasting. And some also have to do with, an equal time thing as you get very close to an election. So they allowed that to occur, NBC did, and then they had to play a quick game of CYA and allow an ad to run that they must have not charged for. Otherwise, they couldn't have done it, I don't think. Anyway, an ad started with a special message from Donald J. Trump, and they ran that during the NASCAR race that went on yesterday. So I guess they made up for it in some ways, but
not a bad crowd to be in front of.
It just, again, who made the decision at NBC/Saturday Night Live that said, the Harris people just called and said, guess what?
Uh-huh.
She can make it, because in advance they had already said they weren't going to have either candidate on. That's what they said.
Right.
And then the rules change.
Imagine that.
Just like Kamala, Ban fracking. No, fracking's good. Fracking's bad. Okay, so flip and flop. Man. She made her appearance, and don't know if there was any value to it or not.
As far as
a candidate, she possesses zero value for me personally, but that is a personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But please, get out and vote, get out and vote, get out and vote. And guess who's backing up former President Trump? This is interesting. Multiple Somali leaders during a news conference on Saturday in St. Paul, Minnesota, voicing their support for former President Donald Trump. Wow! The group of men and women from the Muslim and Somali community gathered behind a podium with a Trump Make America Great Again in 2024 sign. Wow! And this was at the Minnesota State Capitol. One man who explained he was a lifelong Republican said he loves Trump. The reason why is because he's a fighter. That's it. We like fighters.
Yes.
Okay.
There you go. There's honesty.
More importantly, the left left us.
Mm.
They left us. 33% of our kids in third grade cannot read at grade level. We are failing in every standard. Eighth graders, 60%, cannot do math at grade level. These are our kids. We talk about economic conditions here. Our conditions are horrible. We can't afford anything as working class and middle class people. Now, please understand this. We love our brothers and sisters who are Democrats, but you left us.
Wow.
And because the left left us, join the right. Vote for Trump 2024, the man said. On Monday, survey showed Trump could be closing in on Minnesota. That would be a pretty big win.
Man, that would be huge. Huge.
Yeah, traditionally blue Minnesota. The race is close there as well.
Mm.
And it seems like it is close everywhere.
Oh, it is.
Mm.
Don't take anything for granted. Vote today. Well, tomorrow. Or if you want to vote today. I don't think you can get by with that.
Tears being shed as we speak.
Yeah.
Yep. Peanut the squirrel.
Oh.
Government overreach, another prime example that'll break your heart. That is coming up on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Live and local, we are 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. And it's Monday, 6:51. We're going to make your Monday great. Hang in there, my friends. Could be a sad day for some. I did not follow this story over the weekend. I apologize. Busy in the Tampa Bay area. Real quick note. Saw piles and piles of people's stuff on their front lawn. That is a heartbreaking scenario to drive through, let alone to be one of the folks dealing with it. So if you're crying about a couple of branches still out in front of your house, you need to see how other people are dealing with. They're struggling. It is not fun. But, you know, while I was doing that, other things were happening. Supporters of former President Donald Trump denounced the death of Peanut the Squirrel. It's a case of government overreach. Here, you know, New York City authorities raided the owner's home, seized the squirrel, and euthanized it. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jerks. Come on.
This is government oversight, but basically, this guy Longo took in Peanut 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. He saw his mother was hit by a car in New York City, according to the Associated Press. He was in the process of filing paperwork to get Peanut certified as an educational animal when he was seized. Did an interview with TMZ. Longo said Peanut was the cornerstone of the nonprofit animal rescue he and his wife, Daniela, created, called Peanut's Freedom Farm Animal Sanctuary. Longo said he did not have a clue as to why the complaint was made or by whom. 10 to 12 DEC officers raided my house as if I was a drug dealer. I was sat outside my home for 5 hours. I had to get a police escort to my bathroom. What?
Unreal. Unreal.
I wasn't even allowed to feed my rescue horses breakfast or lunch. I was like a criminal after they interrogated my wife to check out her immigration status.
Oh, my God.
What?
Ugh.
Then proceeded to ask me if I had cameras in my house. Then proceeded to go through every cabinet, nook and cranny of my house for a squirrel and raccoon. Four departments and a judge signed off on a search warrant for a squirrel and a raccoon. And then they took them and killed them, he said. He's helped people. He's helped kids gather joy. It was the cornerstone of our life and our organization. Peanut the Squirrel is no more because authorities, government overreach. This clearly was a pet. And you know me, I'm no fan of the tree rats.
Right.
But when somebody has one as a pet, they're obviously keeping track of it. It's not like they're letting him running roughshod. Hey, let's spread rabies around the neighborhood. That's not what was taking place.
No, it was kind of a social media sensation. Everybody, you know, liked Peanut and
made a lot of memes. I mean, dozens and dozens of very creative memes over the last several days after the story kind of went viral. So it's a shame. It is a shame. It's like, really, that's what you've got time to do with your time and money in New York? Of all the issues you've got, that's a priority is taking out a squirrel and a raccoon.
There was a fake statement made by Trump, but a lot of people echoed it and pasted it and whatever. But the point is still made, even though it didn't actually come from Trump.
Yeah.
It's time to vote out a government that will kill a pet squirrel, but will gladly allow 600,000 criminals with 13,000 murders and 16,000 rapists knowingly into their country. Maybe Peanut's murder will be the catalyst for real change and awakening as our government's broken priorities. And it was faked as that came from Trump. It did not.
Right.
But I think it is a good point.
Yeah, it is.
The government has the time, energy, and resources to go after something like this.
Right.
While there's people dying from, you know, fentanyl overdoses, there's all kinds of criminal activity taking place. You've got wide open borders. Yeah, you got to have some priorities. By the way, as we're speaking of a drug dealer in South Florida sentenced to 30 years in federal prison after distributing fentanyl that led to the overdose death of a baby. This happened back in 2022 at the end of March. Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office deputies responded to a 911 call. When they got to the scene, they found a 10-month-old who had ingested fentanyl. And she hung on for a few days, about 5 days.
Wow.
And died later on April 5th. Autopsy revealed cause of death, fentanyl intoxication. Examiner, medical examiner ruled the baby's death a homicide, according to the report. So Darnell Mendez, 36, sentenced Tuesday to 30 years in prison and an additional 5 years of supervised release, according to U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Florida. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, 97.3 The Sky.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.